All right, Sunday morning, 11:21:21. This is part two of passing through the fire. All right, it's never easy to walk into the fire and trust that God will see you through. We see in Scripture on many occasions that the walk of faith is essential, or essentially walking into the fire. When you walk by faith, you're walking into the fire. Because usually, you're walking contrary to what you're seeing. The walk of faith walks contrary to what you see. Anything to do with your senses. We don't walk by our senses. We don't walk by the fake. We walk by what the Word of God says. All right, Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. Now let that sink in. When you walk by faith, that is the substance. If you don't step out in faith, there will never be a substance of what you're hoping for. The evidence of things not seen. Faith is the substance and the evidence of things not seen. All right, faith is the evidence of what is hoped for. We enter into the fire by faith, ignoring the flames. The flames are the circumstances that say, no, you're not going to receive it. It's essential to go into the fire because on the other side is the answer, the manifestation. Isn't that how our shepherd leads us? Okay, let's just read that, Psalms 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He could have stopped right there. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Kind of like Jerry Savelle, a shadow of a dog never bit anybody. Has your shadow ever knocked you out? I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. This is all in the fire, folks. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This is normal for Christians. Most Christians believe that this is abnormal. What in the world is going on? God doesn't love me anymore. He's forsaken me. I've committed the unpardonable sin. These are all the Christian cliches we grew up with. All right, 1 Peter 4. The Lord must go. There they go again. What more can I do, Lord? What? 1 Peter 4:12. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you as though some strange thing happened unto you. Have you ever said, what now? But rejoice, inasmuch as you are partakers of Christ's sufferings. He suffered, why? Because he chose to walk by faith. He chose to listen to the Spirit and follow the Spirit. The walk of faith isn't just about getting things. It is a lifestyle. It's the way we walk. That when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. If ye be reproached for the same for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the Spirit of glory of God resteth upon you. On their part he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified. In other words, when you get attacked or something like that, you can say, right over the target. I had to deal with a situation this weekend. It was kind of unpleasant, and I remember thinking, well, Lord, I hope I didn't miss it there. And then I thought, no, wait a minute. I'm not going down that road. I must be right over the target. See how the devil tries to get you in those old modes? Like a dog to the vomit. Yeah. But let none of you suffer as a murderer or as a thief or as an evildoer or as a busybody in other men's matters. Yet if any man suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. For the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God, and if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? Wherefore let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing as unto a faithful Creator. There's always a reward for the faithful. I think of fire as cleansing. We get cleaned when we trust God, walk into the fiery furnace like we read about last week, and see God's salvation on the other side. This is a walk of faith. A lot of people don't see it that way, but it is. Walking by faith is trusting God. He does not approve of those that do not walk by faith. He does not approve of them. All right, we're going to look at it, Hebrews 3. Verse 7. Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost saith, today if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in the provocation in the day of temptation in the wilderness. When your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my works 40 years. Wherefore I was grieved with that generation and said, they do always err in their heart, and they have not known my ways. So I swear in my wrath, they shall not enter into my rest. A lot of people think, they don't realize God was always been a faith God. Always. From day one of creation, we see. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. While it is said, today if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in the provocation. What was the provocation? They would not walk by faith. For some, when they had heard, did provoke, howbeit not all that came out of Egypt by Moses. But with whom was he grieved 40 years? Was it not with them that had sinned, whose carcasses fell in the wilderness? And to whom sware he that they should not enter into his rest, but to them that believed not? So we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief. Did he not require them to walk into the sea? Were they delivered from their enemies? The enemies they had struggled with for over 400 years as a nation? Suddenly after they went into the sea, there was no more of that nation that had put them in bondage for over 400 years. There was nothing left but dead men on the seashore. That's where we are. There's nothing to go back to. They were gone, even though they did. They kept going back to Egypt. Well, nothing there. Maybe a few women and children. All right, when we expect the same results when we go into the fire or the water of the circumstances of life, faith is the way of escape. Okay, Hebrews 4. Let us therefore fear, Lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. For we which have believed do enter into rest, as he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. For he spake at a certain place of the seventh day on this wise, and God did rest the seventh day from all his works. You know, when I think about that, God has a plan from the very beginning. It's kind of like the cue plan being worked out and them saying everything's already been dealt with, you're watching a movie. Well, I think it's the same way with the walk of faith. God has a preordained path for you to go and always a way of escape by walking by faith. I think he already has it all laid out. And he always already has the course set. It's up to us if we choose the right thing. And in this place again, if they shall enter into my rest, seeing therefore remaineth that some must enter therein, and they to whom it was first preached entered not in because of unbelief. They didn't trust God, didn't trust the plan any more than they trust Q or trust President Trump or in the alliance. Again, he limiteth a certain day, saying in David, today, after so long a time, as it is said, today if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. See, he already has a plan for you, before you were ever born. For if Jesus had given them rest, then would he not afterward have spoken of another day? There remaineth therefore rest of the people of God. So we can walk through this thing following God and not have a singe of our hair singed, not feel any water on us. For he that entered into his rest, he also has ceased from his own works, as God did from his. We can go through this faith walk with no labor, resting in God, or we can just beat the air. Let us labor, therefore, to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to dividing asunder of soul and spirit, of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that has passed into the heavens, but he also passed into the fire first. Jesus, Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeding of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace and help of time of need. So Jesus went ahead of us. He went into the fire. And he did it by faith, so 2 Timothy says. Before Pontius Pilate with a good confession. He could have opened his mouth and exonerated himself, but he didn't. He kept his mouth shut and suffered. Went to the cross, but he did it by faith. All right, 1 Corinthians 10:13. This is just the walk of faith. We walk through fire and water. That's the way the Lord set it up. Because he wants everyone to know he's the one that's the deliverer. If we could have done it ourselves, there wouldn't have been any reason to send a Savior, right? All right. There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. When things get unbearable, change your scenery. Get out of the house. Go work on something. You'll find that your mindset changes and the crisis just abates. All right. God always has an exit plan. That's what the escape is, an exit. But he wants us to trust him and follow him and leave the rest up to him. Like I said with Keith Moore, when the Lord stops, I want my nose in his back. He knows about the fire, the lions, the waves, the circumstances. He does have an exit plan, but we must stay with him for him to do this. Isaiah 43:2. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Good scripture. In fact, that's a scripture song, actually. There is a key to help you stay steady when you face the waters, or the fire, or the lions. Acts 12, I already read this to you, but let's turn over there so I'll look at which story it is I read to you. Acts 12. All right, this is when Peter, he was asleep. This was Acts 12, 1 through 25. Peter had been taken to prison. Herod had already killed James with the sword. And so what was happening? The church was interceding for Peter. But Peter was asleep. He wasn't praying. The angel showed up and got him out of jail. Why? The church was praying. Intercessors. All right, another one. Prayer changes things. This is Acts 16, the slave girl, when they got thrown into prison. What did Paul and Silas do? Right, they started praising the Lord. Did they get beat up? Yes, they did. But the angel showed up and broke them out of jail. So, intercessory prayer and praise, unbeatable combination. Psalms 8:2, out of the mouths of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength. Strength there means force, security, majesty, and praise. Because of thine enemies, that thou mightest steal the enemy and the avenger. God has the whole way mapped out, and we must follow his lead. When we do, we will come out of the fire without the smell of smoke, go into the water and not get wet, and come out of the lion's den with pets. Okay.